turn my mic on. Every punchline hit like a pipe bomb. This the manifestation of dreams that was lifelong. Who your top five of all time? They say die long and play around, but really I'm flyer than any icon you mentioned. Just know I got the diesel in the engine. Liquor in my cup and yeah, I'm rolling with my henchmen. Clips with the extensions. Never run out of ammo when I'm looking for a problem like I skipped out of detention. Yo, if you the plug, then I'm the motherfucking power ball. Pablo Escobar with these bars, it's a brick of roll. Package it and push it on these kids, it's what they asking for. And once they get a hit, I promise that they'll be back for more. They bass heads, the bass bumps, it'll crack the floor. Not the type to talk shit online, we show up at your door. The new allure got the truest source. I knew what it was before I flew the course, but you already knew the score. La, la, la. Gotta get this money cause I'm trying to cop a crib with the new decor. Bank accounts offshore, gotta go out and get more. So if you trying to find me, I'm probably out on tour. Yo, if the beat stay knocking and the vibes stay locked and the drinks stay pouring on ice, yeah, yeah. We gon' get this paper like it's nothing, right, right, right. We gon' make it rain the whole summer, right, right, right.
TKOs to foes, I pose a bomb threat. My prose is complex, need to bounce a ball for concepts. On set, quiet, inspired by riots. Comrex is preferred, you rattle the nerve. A case the guard get, bar yeah, fast, yeah. Prep my rep. Proceed steps to the MIC depth. To rookie your vet, hook with the left. Jab right, pull up, no abs tight. Sloppy carbon copies, better have my math right. 18th letter, 5'11", 19, 87, I was 10. Picked up the pen and sent y'all to heaven. The reverend was saying sermon. I was thinking parish, making dollars, rapping scholars fill the void. After father's fall, got a call from half cut to slap up the industry scum. On these cutty fret drums, I'm from slums with on wire sneakers hung. Speakers rung loud from a box. Chasing chicken at the pot.
Swimming with the sharks, key in the ignition, dodging all the darts, world falling apart, close fam only, couldn't get a push start from people claim they your homie, shit is fucked up, A1 bitter, make a bad joke, get canceled on Twitter, can't tell what's what, but the eye in the sky, how many people follow you, it's all a big lie, fake titties, fake ass, demon role models, show your naked ass, all of a sudden you a model, nothing makes sense, plus the rent going up, reality is virtual, everything corrupt. Rappers don't write, songs ain't sung, and if you tell the truth, then you bout to get hung. What happened to the fun? Everybody's so serious. Murphy in his prime, whole world is delirious. Real ain't real no more, this shit crazy. Fake lips, fake ass, shit is fugazi. Real ain't real no more, I'm getting high. They tell you what you wanna hear, it's pure lies.
It's your motherfucking boy, Caesar Lee. La 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 la. You know I'm over with the boys, HB.
DJ King.
Yeah. Caesar Leo in the house. Brooklyn, we in the house. New York, we in the house. Let's go.
Whoop that trick. Ain't another nigga from the book like this. Mob Deep style, nigga, you shook like this. Yeah, Caesar Lee, I'm on my Brooklyn shit. That Brooklyn shit.
Yo, it's hard body mafia. Ain't nobody stopping ya. If looks can kill, then my style might body ya. Bullets fly high like the planes in LaGuardia. 40 cal infrared beam, red dot ya. Ridiculous and big, we trust. I hear you bitch nigga talking, time to step on up. I pull up in that hard body with the rims untouched. In that Kanye tux, bet I'm still gon' fuck. When the cannons buck, there is no duck. Just a bunch of motherfuckers with their whispered front. Yeah, it's us, Brooklyn niggas, we're back on stunt. I burn the Mac, ain't no jokes on us.
I'm back on my biz, nigga. They asked me what it was, what it is, nigga. I'm doing it for big, nigga. Raising the bar, I'm killer, kid, daddy, daddy.
That's right, man. It's your boy Clee, man. I got that Porsche up in the driveway.
Yeah,
rolling with the Porsche now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, leveled up, man.
Yeah.
Check it.
Doing tracks with legends, rolling 777s. State divine receiving signs from the heavens. Feel his presence, learning lessons when he testing. Walk around, I get down for whoever stepping. I'll be forever reppin', hold the weapon. Six cylinder engine, Johnny Deppin'. Donnie Brasco without the snitch. Sloppy taco up your bitch with that monster dick. 9 inches of Jewish prick, I hold a big stick. I pull the pick out and I'm sick with it. Quick, you can get hit with it. I stay committed, rock the fitted, cause I stay stay fit. My vision is precision winning and I stay lit. Never trick, never bitch, never sip. I'm a hustler, I'm a player, I'm a pimp. God save me from sipping. He wanted me to stay pimping. Gangsta lean limping, dripping. Surrounded by beautiful women. Big tipping, jewels hitting, never slipping. You think I want that chicken head, bitch? Now you tripping. I'm good, I'm chilling like a villain, yo, I'm illin'. Pray to the most high, rap my tefillin'. Rap my tefillin'. Men of honor, word to Kahana, pull the llama. You can get your head, say like Jeff Jama.
DJ King Flow.
Raise a spot, take a spot like Steph Curry. When he pick and pop, the combination of big and pop. You need to listen, I'm getting it popping on y'all like old Redenbach. Whether written or off the top, I had the awful lot. Southport or Orthodox, I'ma still call the shots. It's like a robbery, y'all need to call the cops. Lamborghini apricot, see me in a former drop. Drop New York, Puerto Rock, Taino, Arawak. Got the hammers out, like you know you see the arrow cock. Wear designer shit, but I still sport the camouflage. Been had the knowledge itself, the name is Aguilar. I read from the pink houses, used to build with the guard. Half a bill, rest in power, we are not forgetting y'all. The guard power cipher, really outliving y'all. And don't appreciate the shit that I did for y'all.
DJ King Flow.
Hey, yo.
Mixtape at it.
Might look dazed and confused, but watch me like Rocky Horror Picture.
What?
Showing up, I show up and prove.
Ooh.
Breaking all the rules. Breaking on the groove. Cold crush, I'm so clutch, cause I don't play to lose.
No.
Fourth quarter pressure, break wind and bust moves. Reservoir dog in the ocean.
Yeah.
Become the Vegas, face the fear of loathing. Another lost boy on that potion.
Oh,
caught up in a loop and lost motion. That's why you gotta focus. From dusk till dawn, then repeat and keep going. That's the formula to go with.
Oh.
With hard work and no quit. Even if I got to get it all on a whole bit.
Yeah.
Cause I ain't never hopeless.
Nah.
Blade runner, blaze one up. Sharper than a razor, and I'm illin' with my flavor. Plus, I keep it player.
You,
DJ B, I let loose.
Uh-huh.
Donnie Darko said it's marked, and I shoot the moon.
Yeah.
It's a cold classic. Lift a cold glass in the air one time if you feeling fantastic.
Uh-huh.
It's that dope magic,
ooh,
poetic with a passion. Funky on the rhythm, but divine with the rhyme.
Hey.
This a cold classic. Lift a cold glass in the air one time if you feeling fantastic.
Uh-huh.
It's that dope magic,
ooh,
poetic with the passion. Funky on the rhythm, with the rhyme, rhyme.
Yeah. Woke up early in the morning, felt alone in my thoughts.
DJ,
my fears run deep, cause I'm living at the top. Never made it to a million, but I got a little status. Stakes get steep at this level of access. A lot of creeps in the things that we practice. I live what I write, run my lyrics through fact checks. Manifested a movie, I'm a corporate exec. Collecting nice checks, but I write for respect. Connect across oceans, Dr. G got the motion. Banging on the keys, on beats I speak open. Put my soul on the paper for the Lord to assess. Only God could judge, not absorbing your stress. Purpose driven goals, cause I know we gonna make it. Can't stop now, everything is for the taking. Vision of a king, impacting with statements. Sacrificing my wealth for the peace in my sanctum. Your actions got a cost, can you handle the loss? Self-preservation, we go against all odds. Think for a moment and evaluate, boss. When you make it, take it to the top. They nail you, nail you, toss.
Yeah. Night Crusaders. Gorvo Midnight.
DJ King Flow.
Winter creeper was introduced from Asia as an ornamental plant. Unfortunately, it rapidly escapes the garden.
Yeah, they couldn't faze me
if they raise me. Judging by the come up made me a little crazy. Sundown to sun up, weather was rather hazy. I croon under moon to entomb to persuade me. Sirloin steak and potatoes, it's all gravy. But go to war over the blues, it'll get navy. Written in paisley, upgraded by daily. Too naive, way past the navel within your lady. Up in a layer, flying with Princess Leia. Shoes the same color as pink salt Himalaya. Land Quakers, no entry without a gate up. To live comfortably asking me for show you ways to raise the bucks. Couldn't forget the dough, forest living foliage. Immediate threat through the grapevine, though we know he is. Clover soil, such abundance and luck, no enjoying it. We don't have any space for God, God, get over it.
DJ King Flow.
Please listen
to my demo. Just lend me your ear, just want you to hear my potential, an opportunity for my career.
Networking
at the meet and greets, flowing a cappella or over the meanest beats, hustling in front of fat beats, 2 for 5, matter of fact, 3 for 10, bring it to your hood, blast it for your fam and friends, then come back again. Saw down the open mics, lit up the showcases. Now I'm starting to recognize the industry faces. Business cars going round, I'm like, boom, check the sound. Since the CD's unsolicited, they turning it down. Now I'm at a roadblock, I just want to be heard. Get a chance to tour the world with my elaborate words. Make my mama proud, while she in the house, watching TV. Calling all her friends to turn the channel just to see me. I know it ain't easy, but I'm putting in work. I'm in the studio, chasing my dream instead of skirts. Opportunity is knocking and my door is unlocked. So what, that so-and-so was hot. I'm here securing my spot.
Please listen
to my demo. Just lend me your ear, just want you to hear my potential. Send it up.
Kaiser, from the other side of the pavement, survive now across the street and living amazing. Family doing great and they aging, half black and the other half is Caucasian. I'm nice with mine, ain't much persuasion. Might as well be in Georgia, cause noise y'all ain't making. Over here we authentic, you faking. Boss baking, like my cake, cause it rise. You go to Destro, he's a master of disguise. From an ex-G.I. Joe, who specializes in making things blow. He believe me from the get-go, like Trump's assassination attempt. Man, that there was fabricated, yo.
Nobody panicked and nobody tried to run, though.
That Carolina boy be bumping through your stereo. All aboard my train, I got plenty flows that drill holes like the windy city of Chicago.
Come on.
Now I'm starting to see it, Putin and Trump in cohesion. Y'all be fronting systematically, committing treason. Tell me what's the reason, just to please a heathen. Sprinkle my herbs on them cause it's La Casa season. Beautiful lies, I'm from America, where the truth they hide to make sure we divide. You see it in their arrogance, let the liars make their own arrogance. But nah, we ain't have it.
You was always very necessary. With the salt and pepper, Fat Joe, you represent me. In my juvenile hell, you asked me to go steady. Met my balloon mind state, said we'd be legendary. Worth the Dell, there was never no need for alarm. Like as an 8-ball, you love how I'm coming out hard. You love my organic roots and midnight we maraud. We own black business and had a player's ball. But now suddenly I'm an outcast. You got 99 problems and I'm an empath. It was till death do us part, we was gurus of jazz. Now the beef is on with your King T trifling ass. Wasn't supposed to feel this kind of pain. Everyday Black Sunday, I'm queen of black rain. Digital underground syndromes and clickbaits. Now it's a black moon whenever you enter the stage. You better ask somebody for you, yo, switch the topic. Having to tell you back the fuck up from my precious onyx. I'm calling FaZe with Master Ace to slaughterhouse your nonsense. So just protect your neck, this conscious daughter's out the mosh pit.
I'm just trying to see you, we love you like it's 93.
Hip-hop,
see you make
hip-hop.
Space for me, well, see the way you're doing.
I love you,
I'm gonna keep doing
like
me.
It's 93.
These vinyls and tapes, styles, it's versatile. Digging in the crates, diggable planets, your doggy style. Break a scratch on a change in generation. Bad record deals, mass incarceration. New media, seeds of industry. A whole new wave of golden era MCs. Corporate strings, South and Midwest spring. Best and worst, worst, favorite.
DJ
DJ King Flow.
This straight from hip hop's birthplace, New York, nigga, where youngins bust shots with no conscience. Where every few blocks there's a project with their own clique, gang banging for their respect. Fight one nigga, you a target to 100. Kill somebody, everybody know who done it. To visit certain places, gotta know the ones who run it. It ain't about the blue and red, it's about the green, and if you want it. Seen cuz help blood, both them getting paper. Seen blood help cuz, why? Because the neighbors home gotta be safe. Don't bring that drama around here, no effect on my safe. Gotta make sure that this coast clear. Po-po or no-no, my bros I'll die for. Colorblind, you get out of line to your front door. Last name, my gang was born into this set. Fuck with my blood, it ain't no because, nigga, I'm promising you pain. My family, my gang, gang. No explanations needed.
DJ King Flow.
Never wrong, cataclysm is at home. War on the cusp, creeping up to overwhelm. Never wrong, cataclysm is at home. War on the cusp. In your throats, big guns under coats with the clips in the totes. I hope you can float face down in the moat. Boom bap every day. I live in a Tim Burton film. Ill Mac, a brace, severed bodies on display. Popping out the casket in the game with some rotten words to say. So I'm here to stay superfluous words through the speaker for you mumble rap turds. Holding up mics, I'm something that's uncommonly heard. An overachiever with these poetic words. The beat's rugged. In the trenches with the Thompson, motherfucker, I'm dugging. It's so ill, the spectators are bugging. It's so right, yet so wrong. Sacrifice of your life to the beat of this song. Never wrong, cataclysm at the helm. War on the cusp, creeping up to overwhelm. Never wrong, cataclysm at the helm. War on the cusp.
Baby, Ology, classic, Lost Pro, what you know, extra pain, crazy, terminology, what up, let's go,
they competing with me but I ain't even know it, a fool's errand, everyone knows my grind is goated, demeanor stoic, to the game remain devoted, I'm the candy coated, most quoted, known as the poet, pockets bloated, often noted, how I pull a poking, apple over silver soaking, yeah the beast has been awoken, it's the Mr. Woken, defreezer, my mind frozen, his turn like a token, when you see me coasting, I'm known as the Texas Moti, hyping it with the icy breath, on the low, I'm high as heck, quiet as kept, quiet as kept. They biting my style harder than a beach pit. Crash dummies can't handle my wave like a beach ship. Somebody better than me, nah, I doubt it. But the waiting room to take my spot is crowded. We routed the path to paper all cause God allowed it. But don't get it twisted, I've been about it. Gonna talk about it.
Talk about it. Go on and talk about it. Go on and talk about it. Go on and talk about it.
Yeah.
Go on and talk about it.
They competing with me and I ain't even know it. It's the greatest for my city. This lethal dosage of dopeness I gave them over and over. 20 years in designer, Puerto Rican Bobby, sipping champagne with my little mama. Now we can have a moment of silence for all my haters, cause I got this shit locked like Chic Styles and Jada. Unique styles I made up, they copying them verbatim. I'm popular plus got paper that's like Brown and Tatum. 1-2 punch, Terman Paul coming for them big rings. Air year we leveling up and doing big things. Catch me on the big screen, fresh fit, Chris jeans, sexy mommy licking me clean like Krispy Kreme. Lost Pro flipping the beat, you know the shit is mean. Fans of this music, we feed them just how we pitch the fiends. Nicotine, Hennessy, and Moe, it is the recipe. I show up, but respectfully, I know can no one mess with me.
Talk about it, go on and talk about it. Go on and talk about it.
Dear mama, I wrote you a letter. Did you get it? I hope you read it. Love is the message. It hurts to see you working so hard. Wish I can do more. Me and Tech back in the yard working on new songs. Stayed in my corner making sure they do no harm. When I was out on them corners, couldn't do no wrong. You smiled when your firstborn had his firstborn. I made the beat cry when I put the verse on. There's no easy way for me to start, so I'ma say what's on my mind and what's in my heart. I know you're watching over, I can feel your presence. I hope the angels read this letter to you up in heaven. I miss coming home off the road, then coming to your house telling you about the shows. Some are better than others, we all have our days. I'll always love my mother.
It's the sporadic microphone, savage and bad habits. Raps I ravage, feel the madness way above the average. I had this gift since I was a little pickney. When cats on the block try to stick me the risky avenue, most avoided it and I ain't mad at you. Sensei in the groove, just a navigator, had a few. Honey dip, that'll do. Gang in every section of the hood, trilateral. Now kids are on Adderall, showing schools up. I was jumping out the blue bus. Softball tip on my hip, putting crews up. Who bust? Better than blame in a cipher. No one, the shogun of the flow, rhyme writer of the highest caliber, annihilate any challenger. 31 crews lose a day on the calendar. Silence you just to show I'm proving the groove. Catch the spirit and approve when it moves. Throw up the deuce like so, bounce up and down and nod, make the head snap. Anybody messing with Blaine, they expect that. Wreck tracks like a train off of the rail. Chill ill on the beat, weak rappers are frail. So bounce up and down and nod, make the head snap. Anybody messing with Blaine, they expect that. Wreck tracks like a train off of the rail. Chill ill on the beat, weak rappers are frail.
DJ King Flow.
I'm stuck in a cycle where my mind turns to violence. I'm screaming on the mic, but I just want silence. Digging in the crates, searching for guidance. Going through records for the teacher's assignments. Life's been a journey with too many tests. Going out my mind, turned to an eight, banging on my chest. I just wanna take it easy, crawl to the grave and give me some rest. Red nose and eyes ablaze, I set the flow when I hit the stage. Y'all hit the blow and see through the rage. I made this show for my freaks with the sage, and any of my clowns with tears down their face. We bringing you back to that classic boom bap, back to the sound that made you duck down and ask, yo, who was that? Or that was just Chuckles, the clown who gets the last laugh.
Hardcore, it's not a game, it's war. Hardcore, bring the pain to your door. Hardcore, bring the pain, bring the pain.
DJ King Flow.
I don't know, brother.
Facebooking and IGing, yeah. Nothing what it seems, which is why we ID them. I give them food for thought, feed them like it's per diem. We don't believe them, fake gangster everywhere I come from. Stepping on coke like Fred Astaire, yeah. Now I'm just thankful for folk that said a prayer, as I feel for all of our mothers that shed a tear. What you wear, red or the blue flag? Don't let it go to your head like a do-rag, yeah. Newsflash, cops out here killing us. No retaliation, make me question if you're real enough.
If they ask me how am I doing,
I don't know.
Hey brother, how you doing?
He don't know.
Hey sister, how you doing?
She don't know.
Party people, how you feeling?
We don't know.
Intercontinental Kent, Intercontinental Kent. K banging, no malice to clips, yeah. If they ask you how are you doing,
I don't know.
Everybody say cheese while I'm taking a selfie.
Doing well in your
your social media career, they tell. You're beating all the odds and you've done all right, cause some have took their own life over a post with no light. If I said cut my arm off, you'd say that was strange, but no, cut off my penis, give me a sex change. I have a hard time changing my slave name, they call it AI, but they're just plugging some lame brain to a mainframe. I said peace, they said who that, like at a Saints game, somebody at the court, they was shooting but they ain't playing. Broken a Mercedes, they say that you're crazy, she passed a homeless on the street while she's feeding her fur baby. If they ask me how am I doing,
I don't know.
Hey brother, how you doing?
He don't know.
Hey sister, how you doing?
She don't know.
Money people, how you feeling?
Put the pedal to the metal, they revel in the incredible, another level, the devil will tremble, inevitable, I got ammo like Brando on Apocalypse Now, the prophet is now, dropping Gnostic logic on your crown, Glock shots, 5 rounds, drop upon the ground, cops not around, they stop following the vow, the time is always now, stop following the crowd, you a sucker MC, just sad face clown. $5 boy, I'm $1 million loss. Still well off, money ain't real to a real boss. You bordering with your time and energy, arguing while Parliament is talking in your armament, a sergeant. Put a fucking captain in check, slapping the vest, snapping your neck. You rap cast, whack as it get. You nothing but a catfish, snagged in the net, gasping for breath. I'm Baphomet, clapping your set.
So don't be telling me you rapping hip hop. If you ain't never tagged, grab a freestyle on the block. Don't be telling me you rapping hip hop. If you ain't never seen a DJ grab and chop. Don't be telling me you rapping hip hop. If you don't know about the brakes to stop, pop, and lock. And don't be telling me you rapping hip hop. If you ain't do the knowledge, yo, cause you not.
I've been in this shit 2 decades in a buck or two. Spitting sentences, diminishing these other crews. And other news, I don't lose, I don't snooze. A couple years in between it, that love abused. But every loss eventually led me to W's. I don't take no L's now, hellhound shell sound. I've been inspired since K-Solo dropped a Spellbound. Fell down a couple times, never dug the industry. They'd love to see a sucker shine.
Love it.
But the real ones still get pushed aside. Play your position when it's game time. Look alive, look inside, look and took a side where the chips were down. They ain't got a spot up at my table, I don't sit with clowns.
Never.
Spit rounds at a rapid pace. Had a chat with Jesus, I paper with the acid lace. Hit a stage, smash a face, blast the place with smithereens. Hit another city, it all started from this little dream.
Don't be telling me you rapping hip hop. If you ain't never tagged, grab a freestyle on the block. Don't be telling me you rapping hip hop. If you ain't never seen a DJ grab a shot.
DJ King Flow, Mixtape Addict.
It's King Flow, Mixtape Addict Show. We in the building today. My special guest is Cuddy Fresh, a.k.a. Kev Fresh Music. How are you, my bro?
All is well, man. I'm alive and well. I can't complain.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, connecting the dots, man, from France to Seattle. And we were just talking, you know, we have the same connection. You know about Black Stacks. I know about them, too. You know their family. So, yeah, man. It's good to connect with you today, bro.
Likewise, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you already know, man. And let me start with the mixtape edit question, man. I have a tradition I always ask to all my guests, who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Oh, man. That's a hard one. I mean, off the top, I'm going to go with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
All right.
Just the way that he does his sets. Particularly a set that he did on Boiler Room that really blew my mind. Probably a few years back that I seen that one, and that was like one of those defining moments. But just watching what he's been doing on his streams and then, you know, his career overall. So, yeah, I mean, to not complicate the answer, that's probably where I'll go with.
Yeah, true legend. I've seen that DJ set at the Boiler Room too. And, you know, he's a real DJ because you can tell he plays hip-hop, then he plays reggae, he also plays rock and roll, and he makes them, you know, combine together and create a story, you know, for the people that's listening to the DJ set.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Jazzy Jeff, legendary DJ right there. Yeah, man. You know, it's Mixtape Addict, so I have a few, you know, questions about DJing, mixtapes and all that. Okay. You know, we came up on listening to mixtapes, you know, whether it's on cassette, CDs and all that. And do you miss the mixtape format?
Yeah, I do. I mean, particularly in the artist format, I miss those mixtapes. But even like growing up and just being able to get your hands on a tape, you know what I mean? That somebody put together when we were still, you know, pulling music together and putting it on actual cassette. I miss that too.
Yeah, man. That was a great feeling. I think it gave artists a lot of freedom, because nowadays you get hit by copyright issues and all that when you're trying to do a mixtape, rap on somebody else's beat. You know, it's complicated nowadays.
Yeah, I think the internet plays a big part in that, because, you know, we get that music and then you usually want to upload it to the internet so it can reach the masses, and that's where the copyright stuff really gets weird. I think if we were still doing things hand in hand, it probably wouldn't be as much of an issue.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's going to come back to that, like that direct-to-customer type stuff?
Maybe not on a massive scale, but I think for the heads that just still love the art of the music and, you know, just the purity of, you know, what things used to be like, I don't think we've lost complete touch of that. And so I think there's room for it to come back. I can't imagine these newer generations just, they never experienced it like that. So it's like, you know, what's the hype? The nostalgia of it kind of keeps some of it alive, and, you know, maybe some of these younger heads will go back to it, but yeah, I think on a massive scale, probably not.
Okay, because, you know, we see artists having a lot of problems, you know, with the payout on Spotify and all that, you know, and I know some artists too that make more money selling like 100 copies, limited edition of their stuff, than doing like 100,000 of streams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think that that's beneficial, especially because you don't have to reach millions of people. You know, if you reach an audience of a good 1,000 to 10,000, even 100,000 of actual fans that are willing to invest in you as an artist, that's beneficial for sure.
Yep, for sure. Because, like, you can have like a solid fan base with like a 1,000 people, 2,000 people. Imagine if those same people spend like $10 every month on some stuff that you drop, you know, if it's an album, if it's merchandising, or like sample packs, drum kits, like the stuff you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. How important do you think it is to be an entrepreneur in 2024?
Man, that's a loaded question. I mean, for one, it's a lot of work. You know, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of commitment, focus. It takes a lot of tenacity. You know, I've been on a roller coaster in my own personal journey. And, you know, there are definitely times where I want to give up and go back to the comfort of knowing that my check is coming. But, you know, as things continue to shift, you know, especially here in America and the things that are going on with our presidency and, you know, politics and all that, we don't really need to get that far into it. But I think to secure yourself and your own family, it's helpful to be an entrepreneur, to have something that you're building on your own. And, you know, in terms of, you know, fulfilling your dreams, you know, that to me is why I'm doing what I do as an entrepreneur. I've been in the music industry for a long time and I've got to experience it from both sides. You know, I've, you know, had a production deal and I've dealt with trying to get placements and work with big name artists, and I've been more fulfilled in my music career as an entrepreneur. So, you know, that's why I've leaned into it the way I have.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you decided like to release those sample packs, drum kits and all that, and do things on your own?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the business of music is an interesting space. You know, just with the type of personality that I have, I'm very much an introvert. I don't like being in studios all day, all night. I don't like a lot of different things that come with trying to move around in the music industry space. And so, you know, doing what I do allows me to just do things on my own terms. And I've grown comfortable with that.
Dope, man. So what can we expect from you, like, in terms of business ventures, like, in the next months or next years, you know?
So I've been leaning more into TV and film space, you know, over the past year. I've done some collaborations with a couple of companies. We did Red Bull Spiral. I did a production deal with Rock the Bells, with LL Cool J's company. Doing music for their content online. And I have another project coming up with them next year. I'm not sure I can speak too much on it, but that's gonna be coming next year, and that's gonna be it's a big one. So that's pretty much where my focus is at right now. It's just trying to lean more into sync and, you know, get more projects that are, I would say, consistent, as far as like not having to shop music all the time. And, you know, these one-offs, when it comes to sync, it's kind of the same as getting a placement and any other thing. It's just like, you know, you send out a bunch of music and hope to hear back. So, you know, the couple of situations that I've got recently have been a lot more straightforward, and I'm looking to get more of that.
Dope, man. And where did you decide to start doing those beat videos that we see you doing on Instagram, breaking people's necks, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't decide to stop doing it so much. It just was, you know, where my workload was carrying me. So, you know, at the time that I started doing it, I started doing it around the time that we were locked down during COVID. And I had a lot more time to do it. And I also didn't really have any projects or partnerships that were as that I was more involved in. The work that I'm doing right now is I'm really involved in, and I have to make certain things for certain projects and things like that. So my time is just different, you know what I mean? And so I'm focusing on that, and I want to show up, and I want to do that on a high level. So it's like, you know, what's my return on investment? If I'm working on beat videos, and, you know, I know that a lot of people like those, but in terms of like me paying my bills, you know what I mean? It's not a lot of return on that. And at one point I really burnt out, just in terms of like feeding the machine and making as much music as I can to, like, I found myself making music to make beat videos. And once it just started getting to a point where it wasn't fun or exciting, I had to, you know, fall back from that and really just focus on what was important.
Yep. I think that's the main problem in this this era. Is it's a lot of psychological pressure on artists, you know? Like, you have to do so much all the time and keep feeding Instagram. So it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's like I said, I didn't stop doing it, you know? I just, at some point you'll see another video, and I'm gonna probably come and, you know, drop something heavy, you know, like my run will be, you know, for a few months or whatever. But I don't know what that's gonna look like in the future, but I know it's not one of those things where it's like, I quit, I'm not doing that no more.
Mm-hmm. You still gotta have fun, you know, it's important to have fun, you know, and keep feeding your soul, you know, with that music, and not just do it to put it on Instagram, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the balance for me, because I never want to lose interest in music the way that I was excited about it in the beginning, you know. And I know it's been a long time, but that's most important to me, is to just always still be able to feel like I'm coming and doing something creative because I enjoy it, and do my music from a place of feeling, not so much from a place of obligation. So, you know, just keeping that balance is definitely important to me.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man. And how would you define your style? You know, because you have a very unique groove, the way you know, make them drum sounds, the way you use the synth and the basses and all that. How would you define your style?
It's kind of hard to pinpoint. I've moved around a lot in my life. So from, you know, my childhood to adulthood, I've lived on three coasts. I was born in Washington, in Seattle. I was partially raised in California, in San Diego, and then I spent about almost seven years living in Georgia, in Atlanta. And at that time that I was in Georgia and Atlanta was kind of like a pivotal moment in my music career, because that was when I actually had a deal and I was working with major artists. So I've seen music in different landscapes, and I've been influenced by a lot of different things, you know. Just my life in general has been very much a ride that has brought me into a lot of different experiences, and music has always been at the center of that. So all of that goes into the way that I make music, the way I create. You know, there's a little bit of all of that in there. It's just kind of how I express myself, you know, and all of this life experience and, you know, just the overall love for music is kind of how it all ends up being what it is. And I don't think I've ever been able to, like, put that in words or explain it you know, because I also get bored easy. So it's like, you know, 1 minute you'll hear me making sample-based music and you might be like, he's a boom-bap producer. But then, you know, I very much grew up on the West Coast and I'm very much influenced by the West Coast. And, you know, DJ Quick and Battle Cat and Dr. Dre are very much influence on my music. So you might hear some West Coast slap from me sometimes and you mm-hmm. might hear some down south bounce because, you know, when I got down there, they was like, we need more 808s and we need more hi-hats. And I definitely played around with those styles. And in all of the styles of music that I do create, I just always try to make it my own and really try my best to never be mimicking anybody else's style.
Yep. I think it's important, you know, to find your own lane and not try to copy anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. It's good to move to, like you are, to Atlanta, Seattle. So that gives you, that kind of open your mind and open your ears to all different types of music. Like you say, you and ATL, they want you to use more 808s, more IS, because that's their thing out there. Mm-hmm. And that creates your style, you know, moving from place to place, getting your ear used to hear some different sounds, you know. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, the experience and actually being able to work with people who are skilled in those lanes was important for me too, because, you know, being in the studio in Atlanta and actually being able to see people who were good at that and not have to make my own assumptions about it. I mean, of course, I still went back to the lab and was trying to put my own touch on certain things, but just from a technical aspect. And the same thing with being in the studio over here on the West Coast and working with artists who, or even producers who were very much skilled in those lanes and being able to learn from them, like learn what synth modules people were using or really understand the equipment, you know, in that way, understand the approach. It was very important. And I think that as I've gotten older, being able to just pull from all of those things is honestly sometimes confusing when I approach my music, because it's like, what do I want to do? But at the time, I have a tool belt that I think is, it works to my advantage.
Yeah, for sure. When I hear your beats, I think you found your style. You know, it's not so many producers that sound like that, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yep, the way the snare sounds, the way the, you know, like when you make beats, you know, everything in the program is like on, I don't know how to say that in English, you know, I'm French, bro, sometimes I forget the words and shit. You know, you gotta put it in the lines of the program, but you put your kicks and your snare and put them a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, create that bounce, you know.
No quantize.
Exactly, that's the word right there. Yeah, man. And what would be your advice for the young upcoming producers that are listening to this interview right now?
I mean, try things. It's easy to listen to music and be influenced. And I think that's natural, but try things, man. Just continue to experiment. I think that the creative process is more about experimentation and being confident in things that you find and enjoy. And if you can, you know, somehow move people, then that's cool. But it's like, again, it's about balance for me. If I can find a way to move people and people appreciate my music, but I'm also still be able to create from a space where I allow new things to happen and new things to excite me, that's a perfect balance for me.
Yep, word, man. What are your next challenges as a producer?
I think as I'm getting older, it's just allowing myself to lean into the other things that are true to my spirit, true to what I feel as far as musicianship is concerned. And again, like being a artist who has to deliver to art, to other artists, or deliver to companies, but also just staying true to certain things that I want to put in my music, because, you know, I've found something that I think sounds dope. And musicianship in general, like, I was born pretty much musically inclined, and so playing drums is something I've always known how to do. Mm-hmm. But I think there was a point where I kind of ran away from that. I didn't want to put live drums in, but now, you know, when I started making drum packs and everything, I'm like, why don't you actually play drums more? So it's like, you know, just things like that, instrumentation and, you know, really producing records. I got in early as a producer and not just making beats, but being able to help put projects together. And I want to do that more, work with artists and actually put full projects together and show my range as far as a music producer and a director in that way. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of where I'm leaning.
All right. I was about to ask you about that. Like, when can we expect, like, a producer album from you?
Man, I'm just waiting for the right opportunity to fall. Like, I got to be excited about it, man. And not to throw anybody under the bus, or, you know, I want to be respectful to a lot of artists who've wanted to work with me, but I just want to do something special, and I'm kind of a perfectionist in that way. So it's like, if I'm gonna put out something and it's gonna be that thing that I think there are some people who want to hear that, but it's just been far few in between in terms of like music that I've created that I've been excited enough to be like, this is like, I really want to get behind this body of work. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm just waiting for that moment to come, and I'll know when it happens.
All right.
And I'll share it with the world for sure.
And would you prefer to do like a producer album with many different artists, or just focusing on working with one artist, you know, because that format is kind of coming back.
Yeah, I mean, my first choice would be to work with one artist, and really just build a dope body of work, you know, top to bottom, something that tells a story, you know, an album that plays well from front to back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also, I would do like, I guess that's like a compilation style album all produced by me.
Mm-hmm.
I would do something like that too.
All right. And one thing I'd love to hear from you is just to show people that you've been doing this shit for years is a mixtape from you. You know what I'm saying? Like using your old joints that you produced from like 20 years ago until now. That'd be dope.
Yeah. I'm a perfectionist. And I wouldn't even say that I am a perfectionist in the literal sense of the word, but I'm just hypercritical over my own music and what I release. And I think that sometimes I get to a point where I'm overthinking things that I've made, because I hear my own growth and I hear my own flaws in music that I've made in my past. And so sometimes I could just get to a point where I'm like, nah, I'm not putting that out. I don't, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, the idea has been there, and I definitely have projects on the hard drive that, you know, we're kind of fueled from that thought of like, let me take you guys on a trip in memory lane and like let you see.
Yep.
And then, you know, I'll get into it, or even sometimes it's pretty much complete and I'm like, man, it just, you can hear the difference and I don't want to put this out.
Yeah, I've seen a hint of you by Eat Makers, you know, the Dipset producer, and he said, this is a crazy thing, he said that he cannot listen to Diplomatic Immunity no more because the sound has evolved. So he can hear the mistakes that he made in the past.
Yeah. And that's crazy, because when you think about the consumer and the people who love that body of work, they're probably like, that's wild.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, we hope to hear our album from you, or mixtape, whatever. You know, just to also show people that you're not only making beat videos and all that, so they can, you know, do their research, you know, go back in time, go back and, you know, see the history. All the stuff that you made in the past, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And what's your favorite in-studio memories from your career?
Again, I don't really like being in the studio, like, long hours like that. So I would say that it's more been, if I have to pick one, I would say around the time that I was working with Music Soulchild, which kind of was happenstance on how that connection happened. But when I was living in Atlanta, he used to just come to the crib and we were working. And I think just being able to, first of all, working with an R&B artist of that magnitude really taught me a lot in terms of recording an artist and like how much more work goes into vocal production. So just that learning experience and just the friendship that we forged around that time definitely sticks out to me.
Mm-hmm. It's a good experience to work with an artist that from outside hip-hop, you know. Like working with R&B artists, like you say, like mixing and mastering vocals on an R&B track is it's another world, man. Like it's totally different from working with only rappers, you know?
Yeah, man. And I've been known to say, like, I do not like recording singing vocals for that reason. But at the same time, it was definitely a learning experience. And I took what I've learned from those times and continue to apply it to the way that I record music nowadays. Just how, like, strategic he is in placing vocals and, like, doing takes over and over of, you know, just maybe a 3-word take.
Mm-hmm.
And also, again, like when you're talking about somebody who's singing, so imagine singing 3 words to perfection and then making sure that the backtrack is lined up perfect as well. Like, it's very strenuous work, but yeah.
It is, man.
I really value that experience.
Yep. Have you ever seen the YouTube videos where the guys had the Michael Jackson studio sessions? You ever seen that?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah. I feel like that's just another level of the craft. You know what I mean? I think technology has allowed us to do things fast. And, you know, anybody can make music right now. And that's not to say that there's something wrong with what people are doing now. But I'm just saying, like, the artistry and taking your time and really creating something that's timeless in that way. And that the level of professionalism that comes with artists like Music Soul Child or even Michael Jackson is like, this is how we get great. This is how we get, like, people who last the test of time in terms of like a long lasting career. And, you know, I think if anybody has a chance to work with artists in that magnitude, it's like, learn from it as much as you can.
Yep. Making, you know, forever type music with, you know, it's not even long career. It's like forever career.
Right. I mean, if you think about people who are like that we consider the greats, a lot of them didn't have that many albums. They just had albums that were so good that they played through generations, you know? Like, I was just listening to Thriller a couple of days ago and still getting these like moments of like, God, this is so good.
Mm-hmm. And it also sounds actual, like you can listen to it now in 2024 and the shit is like 45 years old, but it still bangs, you know? Even the mixes, not only Michael Jackson, but the musicians on it, the engineer, everything sounds clean. That's the crazy thing.
Showing up and doing their thing on a high level, but yeah, that's it's such a different level when you're talking about that many people showing up and that are the greatest at what they do, making one body of work versus, you know, me.
Mm-hmm.
And not to compare in that way, but I'm saying, like, for the most part, I'm right here by myself. You know what I'm saying? Making what I'm making. So, you know, imagine everybody showing up to one session and just doing what they do at a very high level and coming together to make one cohesive masterpiece is probably something that will last the test of time for sure.
Yeah, man. Do you think that's something that we'll ever see again in the future, or it's just a one-shot thing?
I would hope so. I think it probably is more likely to happen outside of hip-hop, but you know, I don't have the answers. So I hope so.
Yeah, me too. And to you, what's the best sounding albums in terms of engineering?
As far as hip hop is concerned,
yeah,
I think most things that Dre touch are, sure, you know, Dr. Dre, as far as his engineering concerns and just the sound, I think that's like the top of the top.
Yep, I agree.
And I don't think it's close in terms of comparison.
Mm-hmm. I have three albums in mind when you say that. The Busta Rhymes, The Big Bang.
Man, and I don't know why when I bring that album up, people act like that album's not like that. That, yes, I agree.
Yep, and Exhibit, Weapons of Mass Destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And last one, Dr. Dre, the Compton album. To me, yes, the top three right there is the best sounding hip hop albums of all time.
Yeah, I have to put 2001 in there.
Yeah.
Have you ever just listened to the instrumentals?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Like the details, you know, not only on the beats, but also on the vocals, the way he made the hardest work. And, you know, you hear stuff going from left and right, and even in the verse, like, it's not, because you can't do stuff like that in a hook, you know, but even in the verse, you have words coming left, right. It's crazy.
Yeah. And he's a master at space, I feel like.
Yep.
Like, the simplicity in the production is there, but somehow that space is still being filled and it sounds so big. And, you know, it's not like the track is doing a whole bunch. There's not a bunch of stuff going on. It's just, yeah, that's mastery.
Yep. It is, man. It is. It's crazy what this guy did when you think about it, you know, because some guys, they focus on one thing their whole career. The Dr. Dre, man, he perfect engineering, he mastered making beats, he also mastered bringing people together, you know, building careers. Much respect to the OG, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And let me ask you about Europe, man, because, you know, I'm out there in France. So what you think about the European hip-hop scene?
I don't know much. I don't think I have room to speak on that.
Okay. I'll send you some links so you can hear some stuff, man.
Yeah, put me on.
Yeah. Maybe you'll find the artist that you want to work with. That's from out there, you know?
That would be dope.
Yeah, man. So what's coming for you in the end of 2024 and the year after that?
Going into the next year, so I'm pretty much wrapping up this project with Rock the Bills, and going into January, I think we'll probably get it out. So that's what the end of this year and the beginning of the year looks like. And then, like I said, I'm gonna be leaning into more TV and film. There's a movie coming out that you'll probably hear my music in. These things, I really, like, I want to make sure I don't breach no kind of contractual.
Yeah, for sure.
That I may have sound, so I don't want to talk too much about it. And I hate to be that guy, but, yeah, just because it's more, you know, TV and film than it is music projects in the space where I have more room to talk about it, that's pretty much what I could say about it. And that's kind of where I'm leaning. I do want to do some projects, and I have been putting it out there that I'm trying to work with the right artist to make the right project. And, you know, hopefully next year we can get something out. I definitely want to do my own album. And I have some stuff started, but again, it's really about timing and like the feel of music. And, you know, my life experiences play a lot into just how I create. And so, you know, that really has a lot to do with how things will play out in the next couple of years in terms of, like, the bodies of work that I put out there.
All right, man. Well, I can't wait to hear everything, man, to see the movie. You know, you won't tell me, I understand, you know, contracts and all that, but I'll definitely see that, you know, watch the movie, and I'll be on the lookout for the beats, man. You know, those neck-breaking beats, bro.
There's definitely more beats coming. You could be assured that that is not over with. I'm not quitting on that. It's just, like I said, we just taking a little bit more time to do the things that are important.
Yeah, it's all about timing, man. I wish you nothing but success, man, for the end of this year and the year after that. But, you know, your shit is real hip-hop, man, and we represent for the real hip-hop out there worldwide, you know?
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. And do you have any last words for the people that listen to this interview until the end?
Take care of your mental health. Drink water, exercise, eat fruit, man. Get around some people that love you, man, and do what you love.
Yep, real shit. Take care of yourself, you know. Entourage is very important. Surround yourself with good people. That's a very important thing, man.
Back.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being in the Mixtape Addict Show, Cutty Fresh. It was a pleasure to have you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Peace, man. Take care.
Luke, thank you.